is wrong with the big cities in America, but you don't have to look any farther than this. There was a guy swinging a hatchet all over a McDonald's. People were cowering, trying to get away from the guy as he was swinging this hatchet around inside a McDonald's restaurant. Yeah, Michael Palacios got into a fight with three men in the Delancey Street McDonald's early Friday, pulled out an axe or a hatchet or whatever, and then was released without... He hacked up tables and the walls, swung his hatchet wildly at customers. But as Lee Zeldin, running for governor there, he was released before the fries got cold. Cashless bail in New York must be repealed ASAP, says Lee Zeldin, Republican candidate for governor. I agree. My next guest, Susan Robbins, is the retired King County, Washington sheriff. Susan, good to have you here.
Thank you.
So tell me, when you hear crazy stories like this, what do you think? I mean, here's a guy. I mean, I've seen the video. It's nutty. I mean, I wouldn't call it an axe exactly where I come from. It's a hatchet, but it's a dangerous piece of equipment. And the guy who's, I mean, this guy's like 39. He's got a long rap sheet. And he's back on the streets, like Zeldin said, before his fries are cold. How does that make any sense?
Well, it doesn't make any sense to me. And it's, I think it's an example of a rigid rule that doesn't allow a judge to make a common sense decision.
Well, right. I mean, they're forced. I mean, the judge doesn't even have a, he doesn't even, or she doesn't matter. The judge, whoever it is in the black robe, doesn't even have any input. This is basically mandatory, right? See you later.
Yeah, I don't know the language of the law. I just know that we need to allow judges to use common sense in a situation like that.
Well, all right, so we look around the country right now. You can go to Philadelphia, setting all-time records for a violent crime. New Orleans is now the nation's murder capital. Congratulations to the Big Easy. It's crime like we have not seen in this country in many places since the 1970s. Other places started to clean up in the early 1990s, Susan. But here we are. We're in a bad place crime wise. I mean, you can't walk through San Francisco without, you know, going through open air, you know, drug dens, right? Opium dens, right? Basically, that's what they look like. How do we get our criminal justice system working again?
Well, I think we have to step back and look at the overall picture. We just came through a pandemic where all of our social interactions, social treatment services were turned upside down. And some of the natural systems between human beings that manage behavior have been completely disrupted. So I think we can't ignore that factor and how that contributes. The other thing is people are wanting to look for a simple solution that explains all the rises in crime. And I think there's different things that are driving it. We're seeing petty crime go through the roof because we have a massive population of people who are suffering from drug addiction, mental illness, and the treatment system for all of those things is a shambles. And I kind of look at it, if you use a medical analogy, think about petty crime as a fever. And booking a person into jail is like a big shot of aspirin, bring the fever down. But if you just cycle them back out in the street without treating them, the fever is going to come back. And we have to have a system that does both things. It addresses the immediate danger, but there has to also be a treatment rehabilitation component, or we're just going to be wasting tax money, cycling people over and over through jail and never addressing the underlying problem.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I hear people say, well, it's a victimless crime. Not if you live in that neighborhood. And
oh,
I'll use San Francisco. Yeah, I'll use San Francisco as a good example. You know, you've got people are living in San Francisco. Some of them are elderly. They don't have the financial options to move anywhere else. And they've got drug dealers on their corner. They've got junkies on the street in front of them, fecal matter, garbage. They've got gangs roaming around. And they're in fear for their life every time they step outside. If they dare to step outside, because somebody's going to shake them down for their Social Security check or their money or whatever they might have, we see these random acts of violence on the streets of New York City where people are just randomly punched in the face, pushed in front of subway trains and everything else. I think it's a great analogy. It's a fever. The fever is getting higher. It's a dangerous time in too many cities in America, isn't it?
Well, I agree. And like I said, we have to get we've got to get out of this ridiculous argument whether we should be tough on crime or soft on crime. We have to start being smart on crime, and we can't use politics to make a decision about how to address the crime problem. And not all crime is the same. Things that drive petty crime, you know, the chronic shoplifting, you know, sleeping on the street, is a very different problem than violent crime. And we have to make the distinction, and we have to not expect the cop in the street to fix everything that our entire local government system has failed. And I'm a supporter of the frontline cop, and I'm getting pretty frustrated with our society expecting the frontline cop to fix everything.
Exactly. The frontline cop can't fix it, especially with the laws that are coming in Illinois that basically, you know, second-degree murder, no bail. Violent felony assault, no bail. Police have to have, you know, their cameras on all the time. If your camera's off for any reason, it's the police officer in trouble. Good luck finding anybody that wants to be a cop in Illinois going forward, right? And that takes effect January 1, 2023. Insanity defined.
Well, I think the policing profession is suffering the same way most professions are. Recruiting is down. But I just spent 10 years running our state police academy, and I had the opportunity to talk to a lot of new recruits coming in the door. And even after, you know, 2020 and all the riots across the country, I got to tell you, there's still good people coming in the front
door. Well,
there
are, but let me tell you this. It used to be very prestigious to go to the Michigan State Police Academy. Mm-hmm. The Michigan State Police Academy here where I am, very prestigious. The Michigan State Police considered one of the premier agencies in America. They can't even fill their academies anymore. They can't even get enough recruits to fill an academy at the Michigan State Police. Because nobody wants to. Who would want to do it where the people are watching you all the time? If you're in a life and death situation, that they'll slow down to running at, you know, 1/10 of speed in slow motion and stretch out 2 seconds into, you know, 2.5 minutes and say, well, you see, you could have done this and this and this in super slow motion and then take away your freedom, your life, your future, your family. Who the hell wants to do that for 70 grand a year? I mean, or whatever it is, right? I'm out. Anyhow, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I'll tell you what I think needs to happen. We need strong law enforcement leaders to stand up and inspire people to come into the profession rather than complain about, oh, ain't it awful. I think that there's still a lot of good people who want to be cops, and they're looking for leaders who are going to stand up for them and both hold them accountable but also support them.
Susan Rauer, a retired King County, Washington sheriff. Thank you, Susan. Greatly appreciate it. We'll talk more because this needs to be sorted out further. Thank you for coming
in.
You. There you have it. All right, we're going to take a break here and talk about a few other things that will affect you directly, just like law enforcement, law and order does. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.